And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 28th edition, massive 15-game slate on tap for you. Hope you guys had a good Monday. It was a wild one on the diamond when Chad Kuhl throws a complete game shutout at Coors Field against the Dodgers. You know how things are going. Gio got the job done, but Montgomery did not. Kirby did not. Bubik did not. Waino did. It was an up-and-down night. Rangers bats went bonkers. Yankees did their thing. Hope you guys did well. It was a fun one, to say the least. Let's get into the 15-gamer. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntricus. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Give the podcast MLB DFS Quick Hits a rate and review on iTunes. I truly would appreciate it. We also got the Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you at least twice a week. And the always pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse getting you ready for the John Deere Classic this week. Like I said, 15-game slate. Let's get your totals on this slate. Braves, Phillies, 8. A's, Yankees, 7.5. Pirates, Nats, 9. Red Sox, Jays, 10. Astros, Mets, 8.5. Brewers, Rays, 7. Marlins, Cardinals, 8.5. Reds, Cubs, waiting because of Coors. Because of Wrigley. Rangers, Royals, 9. Dodgers, Rockies, 11.5. Padres, D-backs, 7.5. Tigers, Giants, 7. Orioles, Mariners, 7.5. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 games with a 9 or higher on this 15-gamer. So that's pretty nice to see where things go on that one. Let's talk about the pitching. 15-game slate. Tons of options for bats. Tons of options for pitchers. So keep that in mind as you're building things up. Zach Wheeler at 10-8. Great spot versus Atlanta. Wheeler's been absolutely outstanding this season. He's going to be quite contrarian because most will go to the next guy down. So you might get a low-owned Zach Wheeler. It's a tough matchup. Atlanta's very tricky, but they are striking out 24% of the time versus righties. Are hitting .259 with a .226 ISO this past month versus righties. So it's risky with Zach Wheeler, but it's a great GPP play if you're paying up. But in reality, if you're paying up, you play Carlos Rodon at 10-4 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Just wrote about him in the buy high, sell low column at fantasypros.com. Dude was outstanding against the Braves his last time out. 7 innings, 110 Ks. His last 3 starts, at least 6 innings. 1 earned run total over that stretch. 8 or more Ks in each start. 30 or more DK points in 3 straight starts. He's been nothing short of outstanding. And now you get the old Detroit Tigers in this matchup. It's a Tigers team that's been, better of late, but still striking out 23% of the time versus lefties. They are hitting .276, but a .147 ISO, 110 WRC plus in AT&T Park. Carlos Rodon at 10-4 is outstanding on this slate. Brandon Woodruff makes his return from the IL at $9,900. He was really, really good as his rehab starts, pretty stretched out in his rehab starts. Gets Tampa Bay, who strikes out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers with an 82 WRC plus and 112 ISO over the past month. So if you want to go with Woody at 99 coming off the IL, I usually don't like to go with guys off the IL, but Woodruff is in a great matchup, less than 10K, which is good to see. Give him a shot if you like. Rodon's still the pay-up spot, but don't mind Woody either. Charlie Morton's $9,700, and he has been great. 30 or more DK points in back-to-back starts, 25 or more in 3 straight starts. He's got at least 6 innings. He gives up runs, but it's the strikeouts, man. 9 or more Ks in 3 straight starts, 8 or more in 4 straight. He has the best CSW in the month of June and the lowest XFIP below 1 in the month of June. So he's been very, very good. Some may say unlucky at times. He does face Philadelphia and Philly. No Bryce Harper. He's going to be gone for a while with that injury. But Philly's striking out over 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month. It makes Morton quite the tournament play at $9,700. It depleted Philly's lineup. You got Morton, who's been just really, really strong of late. In Philadelphia, it's tricky. So Morton makes for a good tournament play. I'd rather Brandon Woodruff to be a little safer. Definitely Carlos Rodon, but Morton not too shabby either. If you want to go a little cheaper, you can go Sean Manaea at $9,300 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. He faced the D-backs his last time out, 6 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks. Only 17 points, but it's a pretty solid floor he brings to the matchup. Ceilings in question at times with Manaea, but the floor is very good. Against the D-backs team, striking out just less than 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching this past month. So you can go Manaea if you want. There's probably better pay-up spots, but he is in play for you. Zach Gallen has been sneaky good of late, $9,000 on this slate. Faced San Diego's last time out with 11 Ks in 6 innings. Padres likely still without Manny Machado, which is very, very big over the past month. Padres striking out nearly 22% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Gallen's in play again, not one of my top plays, but he's definitely a good tournament play against San Diego as he'll go overlooked on this slate. So I'm mentioning these guys because if you're going on a big 15-game slate and you want to differentiate with still upside pitchers, guys like Gallen, guys like Manaea, they have it for you, but I'd rather go with your Woodruffs, your Rodons, maybe even a Charlie Morton if you're paying above 9K. Now, when you go below 9K, it gets a little more interesting. You got Luis Castillo at Wrigley Field. Wait and see what the weather looks like. I have not seen a report on that yet, but it could be a good spot there for Louis going up against the Chicago Cubs, who are striking out 20% of the time versus righties this past month. So, and he's $8,100. So you can look at Luis Castillo as a bit of a value. John Gray of the Rangers at 8K is a really strong player. Good price point here. Basically 20 or more points in three straight starts in four of his last five, coming off five and two-thirds, 205 Ks. You got five or more Ks in three straight starts. Now you get this Kansas City offense that scored four runs on Monday night, but still not world beaters by any means. They did call up the Italian breakfast of Pascantino, which is great to see. They finally did that. But still, it's a Royals team striking out 22% of the time versus righties with a 108 ISO, 78 WRC plus this past month. So you can get John Gray at 8K. That's a really, really strong value on this one. Shane Baz in a tournament 76 is interesting. I think Johnny Cueto as well. He talked about the strikeout rate of the Angels versus right-handed pitching. That's why I like Giolito at his price point. Now he got Cueto, who has gone five or more innings in every single start he's made since he's got called up on May 16th. And he has basically 15 or more points in all but two starts. It's not like you don't feel comfortable playing Johnny Cueto, but he's got five or more Ks in four, five, six of his eight starts. So he's getting strikeouts for you against an Angel team that strikes out a ton, 28% carry versus righties, 96 WRC plus. Gio got the job done. Cueto at 75, there are worse plays to make on this slate, and people will not roster Johnny Cueto. So I think that's a very strong play at $7,500. A few others, though, if you want to punt, there's not a lot down here I'm in love with. If you want to get freaky, Dean Kramer at 6K at Seattle would be an angle, especially with these suspensions that are going down. Winker getting 7 days, J-Rod getting two, and a few others. They're going to appeal them, but see who's in the lineup. Kramer's got at least five innings in three straight starts, one earned run or less in all three starts, one earned run period in those three starts. He's got four or more Ks in back-to-back starts, giving him 19 or more points in back-to-back starts. He's basically got 14 or more points in three straight starts. He's $6,000. He's 6K going up against a Seattle team, striking out nearly 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So I think Dean Kramer is very, very live at $6,000. And the other ones I will mention down here, you got Jonathan Heasley against Texas. If you really need to, you can. I'd rather go with Dean Kramer. And last but not least, Ross Stripling against Boston. Boston's a tough offense. There's no hiding that one. But we got Stripling, 18 or more DK points in three of his last four. Been very effective as a starter. I'm really kind of surprised by this price point. I know it's Boston and all, but you got Stripling has been very, very good at that price point at 5,100. So you can look at him. He stretched out his last start. He went six innings. Let me get you the actual pitch count here real quick. He's gone at least five or more. Six innings, he threw 87 pitches. He threw 84 the start before that. So he stretched out in Stripling standards at 5,100. So he's definitely a guy you can look at as well. So recapping, again, tons of options. The main ones I'm looking at, I like Rodon. I like Woodruff. I like Morton. Those will be my main three up top. And then if you want to save some cash, watch the weather in Wrigley. So Castillo could be in play. But John Gray, Johnny Cueto, Dean Kramer, and Ross Stripling is where I'm planting my flags. The ones that just missed would be like a Zach Wheeler, a Manaea, a Gallen. Those guys could be in play as well. But I'm sticking with Rodon, Woody, Morton, Castillo, Gray, Cueto, Kramer, Ross Stripling is where I'll be looking for things right now. With this massive slate, I will probably miss some bats to target on this slate. That's what the Discord is for. But let's give it a whirl here. 15 games, catching position. You got Will Smith and Coors against Kyle Freeland. That's juicy, very, very juicy at 5,700. I always talk about Gary Sanchez in tournaments because the boomer bust. He boomed again on Monday with a ding-dong and I believe an RBI double as well. He's up to 5,200. No one's paying that with Wilson Contreras and Will Smith right there. He faces Pilkington of Cleveland. Great spot for Gary Sanchez at $5,200 at zero ownership, basically. So I like that one quite a bit. If you are paying up at the position, you don't have to, but if you are, great pay-up spot there for Gary Sanchez in tournaments only, not in cash, please. All right. We're going to drop all the way down to 4K and below, though. Christian Betancourt against Sears of the Yankees at 4K is intriguing if you want to go that route or to save even more money. Just drop on down. Adley Rutschman at 35 versus Robbie Ray. He went deep again on Monday. Not in love with it. I'd rather go to like a Mitch Garver at 34 against Heasley. I told you how much I like Garver on Monday. He went to Ding Dong City. So he's a good look for you on this one. Cal Raleigh against Dean Kramer. If you're not using Dean Kramer, Cal Raleigh's $2,800. Ryan Jeffers against Pilkington at 27 is a good value. So you'll get some guys down here for sure based on lineups. But if you want to pay up the Sanchez, Gary Sanchez, very, very nice. First base position, you got Goldie versus Braxton Garrett. I like Braxton Garrett. I like Goldie a lot more. He went to Ding Dong City on Monday, 6K. Definitely in play. Pete Alonso versus Framber Valdez. I respect Framber enough to not go all in on Pete, but Pete's always in play. CJ Cron versus Kershaw, not too shabby. But if I'm paying up, I'm paying up for Goldie on this slate, or I'm dropping below 5K. To the likes of Andrew Vaughn at 49 versus Silseth. Jose Abreu at 47 versus Silseth. The White Sox are in play versus the Angels yet again. A few cheaper options down here, 4K and below. Ryan Mountcastle went deep on Monday. Robbie Ray has been having problems with the long ball, so Mountcastle can make for a good contrarian play at 4,100 below 4K now. Isak Paredes against Woody at 38. Not in love with it, I'll be honest. Not in love with it. I'd rather go like a Josh Naylor versus Winder at 36. Cleveland against Winder is very, very nice as well. So you can go that direction. If depending on the weather, Joey Votto is only $3,400 versus Keegan Thompson. I love that value. Really good value with Joey Votto at $3,400, especially if the weather's great for hitting in Wrigley. That's a great spot there. Nathaniel Lowe at $3,200. Love that price tag against Heasley as a value. That's a strong spot as well. And then below 3K, you'll have some down here. Not even that. It's lefty-lefty. I don't mind Vogelbach versus Corbin because Corbin's that bad, but it is lefty-lefty. So technically, you need to watch out. Like Michael Chavis versus Corbin, and Chavis loves hitting him some lefties. He's $2,000 if you're looking for a complete punt at first base. Michael Chavis is not too shabby. Second base position for you, you got the likes of Altuve if you want to pay up versus Cookie, but I think I'll pass on that. If Jazz Chisholm's in the lineup, I love targeting Dakota Hudson at $5,300. Dakota Hudson pitches to a lot of contact. So that is one I would not mind, but he's day-to-day with his injury, so keep an eye on Mr. Jazzy Jazz Chisholm. Going down below 5K now, you got Muncy and Coors, which is always an option for sure. Brendan Donovan versus Braxton Garrett at 44. Don't hate it. He's more of a cash game play than a tournament play just because he doesn't have a lot of power to get you that ceiling game. He has to like really, really pop off at that price point to make it happen. Going down below 4K now, you got a few options down here for sure. And we'll start with the likes of maybe an Abraham Toro at 3K if you need to. Jonathan Scope if you want to fade Carlos Rodon at 26. Scope does like lefties, but I respect the snot out of Carlos Rodon. So tread lightly on that one. But for the most part, you're paying up at second base. It's a really murky position on this one. Third base, Rafael Devers is always in play if you need to. Nolan Arenado at 59 is really strong versus Braxton Garrett. But J-Ram at 56, he should be the highest priced pitcher or hitter on this slate at third base, but he's not going up against Winder. So J-Ram at 56, I love on this one. Really, really good spot there. Going below 5K, though, you got Muncy, you got Turner and Coors. Cabrian Hayes versus Corbin's outstanding at $4,500. Corbin is just garbage. You can go Jake Berger at 43 if you want, but I'd almost pay 200 more for Cabrian Hayes at 45 versus Corbin. That's a really, really strong play. Again, watch the weather in Wrigley. It could make Patrick Wisdom a good tournament play at 39. Gio Urshela, if you're stacking Minnesota versus Pilkington at 37, he's a good value piece in that stack as well. And then when you drop down, you got Abraham Toro again at 3K if you have to. I don't love that play, but it's definitely a value if you need it. Josh Smith of Texas is $2,400. That's not a bad punt. He can run a bit. See, I like him as a punt over like a Brendan Donovan because at least he's 2K cheaper, and they have a lot of similar traits. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 61 in Coors, sure. Timmy Anderson at 58, a couple steals on Monday because Noah Syndergaard, sure. But you can save a little bit of money here. Carlos Correa at 54 is probably my top option at this position. His 8th home run of the season on Monday night. He's been crushing it since coming off the COVID. I've written about a Monday and Tuesday this week. He's just a great, great option right now. So Correa at 54 is in play. You can go Bobby Witt if you want. Bo Bichette if you want. But I prefer Correa if you're paying up this high at the position. Below 5K, though, you got a few options. Amed Rosario at 44 has been heating up quite a bit. That Minnesota-Cleveland game should be a stackable game. I think that was one of the totals of 9. Let me double-check it real quick. Minnesota-Cleveland. We don't even have a total for that one yet. Never mind. It's going to be a high total, though. But those two pitchers should be a high total. So Amed Rosario at 44 is in play. O'Neill Cruz has hurt first home run of his career on Monday. He's $3,800. Still too cheap for what he does. So keep him in mind. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. It's Patrick freaking Corbin. So don't get scared off on that one. If for some reason you're stacking Miami because Dakota Hudson, Miguel Rojas is $2,700. So he brings a little bit of value to your slate as well. And then other than that, We move to the outfield, which on a 15-game slate is just bonkers. You got Trout, Otani, sure. Yordan Alvarez at 62 is sexy as hell. Buxton at 6K. If you're stacking Minnesota, get some bucks on. If J-Rod's not appealing, he's playing at 59. He's in play for me like every day. He's one of he's like the new Juan Soto type play, so keep him in mind as well. But Lubov at 58 is a nice value versus Sil Seth value compared to all those guys above him, like 10 guys above him. So Lubov gives you a little bit of value for sure. Going out even cheaper, though, lower 5K range. Kyle Tucker at 53. Giancarlo in deep. He's got Montas, though. It's a tough matchup, but he's in play. Tommy Pham, Max Kepler, maybe. But George Springer at 49, he went deep on Monday against Waka tonight. That's not too shabby. Mid 4K range now. You got the likes of Chris Taylor and Coors at 45 against Freeland. That's got some upside for you for sure. Brian Reynolds, lefty-lefty, I don't care, $4,400 versus Corbin. Pittsburgh could be – they're going to suck me in again. I can see it coming a mile away. Austin Hayes versus Ray at 42 is a good value. Chris Bryant came back off the IL on Monday's $4,100 versus Kershaw. There's definitely some appeal to that. Nelly Cruz versus a lefty, we've always loved that. He's got Quintana at $3,900. Brian Madras of Pittsburgh at 39 versus Corbin is a nice little value as well. If Jesse Winker does play because he's appealing at $3,900 versus Kramer, Winker had a monstrous week last week to get things going. Two homers at Safe Field even all six games they played. So Wink Dog at 39 is very strong as well. Some other cheapies on this slate. You got the likes of Benintendi at 37 if you're stacking Kansas City, sure. Otherwise, I'd probably avoid. Randall Grichuk's been horrible, less than a 4% barrel rate on the season. He's $3,600 for Kershaw, though. Still very cheap for a Coors player. Edward Oliveras at 3,500 hit cleanup on Monday, so keep an eye on him. Lower 3K range, Hunter Dozier. Lourdes Gurriel at 32 could be a value. Andrew McCutchen is really heating up. He's $3,200. I'm not the biggest Kutch fan, but I pay attention to what he's doing, and he's raking right now. So $3,200 is a decent little value. Same with Nick Senzel at $3,100. Senzel had, I think, three or four stolen bases last week. So he's starting to get it done there for the Reds. He's $3,100. Oscar Gonzalez, great value for Cleveland at $3,100. He's a double-digit point machine, it seems like, these days. So keep him in mind. If you're fading Sean Manaea, Alec Thomas at 3K is definitely in play for you as well. Going below 3K now, there will be a lot of value on this slate as usual. But like Franmil Reyes at $2,700. I know he hasn't been lighting the world on fire since coming off the IL, but that is extremely cheap for Zach Winder. So the Franmil at 27 is very, very nice for a nice little value in tournaments, especially. Below that, though, Josh Lowe, not doing that, not versus Woody, don't do it. But Chad Pinder versus a lefty at 25, that's always a fun little tournament play. Keep him on your radar. Gavin Sheets is only $2,300. That's a great value because he's a boomer bust bat. So hitting left-handed there versus Sil Seth at 2,300 is a good value there for Gavin Sheets. Other than that, though, nothing really standing out at this point in time until we see some lineups and see what is popping. Recapping your pitching, again, you can use Zach Wheeler if you want, but I prefer Rodon at 10-4, Woody at 99, Morton at 97. You can use Manaea and Gallen if you want, but then I prefer Castillo, Gray, Cueto. We have Dean Kramer and Ross Stripling. So that's where I'll be going with the pitchers on this slate when we're attacking the bats. Pittsburgh versus Corbin, always in forever. If you want to go some Washington versus Quintana, I get it, but Pittsburgh for sure. Going down farther, though, Toronto is always interesting because Waka is due to get that golden horseshoe shoved right out of his ass. So Toronto can be a nice fun one again. Minnesota-Cleveland game stack. Prefer the Minnesota side on that, but both very strong plays. So Minnesota-Cleveland game stack is a very live spot. St. Louis versus Garrett is intriguing, depending on the weather in Chicago. We might have something there. Some other ones, Coors is always in play. White Sox versus Sil Seth is definitely an option for you. And then the late games, I think Baltimore versus Robbie Ray is kind of intriguing. Going to be totally honest with you there. But all right, we'll check lineups. We'll check weather. We'll have some more fun on Monday. Hit me up on Twitter at BDintric or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll help you get through the day's action. Monster 15-game slate. If you have $2,500 to spend, they have a millionaire maker on DK. They do. If you have $2,500 to spend. I don't, but some people might. So check that out. But give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. If you're watching it on the old YouTube there, give it the old thumbs up. That would appreciate that quite a bit. But that'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 28th edition. I'm out.